Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests, one in the studio and one way far away. And they are a name you won't recognize just yet, the Pfeiffer sisters, but they are also Janine Knopp and her sister Jackie McGregor. So welcome to both of you and good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Lovely to be here.
Good. And when you say here, Jackie, where are you?
I'm here in Colville, Washington. Yeah. The here I meant was that I'd lovely to be here with you two.
All right, great. That's great fun to do this. Well, the reason that we are visiting with the two of you, you are authors of a new book called While the Windmill Watched, A Slice of Rural America in the 1950s. Mm-hmm. So, Janine, would you kind of give us a brief summary of the book? And then we'll talk more in detail, but just a little brief summary.
Yes. The summary of the book includes the story of our family, our farm, our farming community, and growing up in rural America on the Great Plains during our childhood of the 1950s. The unique part about this book is that the story is told in four voices, that of Jackie, that of myself, the sisters speak as one, and then the windmill that stood on our farm for decades is the fourth voice. We've personified the windmill so that sometimes it speaks poetically, sometimes it speaks philosophically, but it ties up the loose ends of each chapter and introduces each chapter too. And it makes the book really a fun read.
It's marvelous that the two of you got together to do this. Jackie, did Janine have to twist your arm, or were you the one who said, oh, we need to do this?
No, Janine is the one who has this talent of thinking outside and beyond the box.
Okay.
So when I had started writing my story in 2004, and then I put it away for a while, and we just got to chatting about it, and she said, I think we should write a book. And I said, are you kidding? How does that affect? Anyway, I let it percolate in my mind, and one thing led to another, and here we are.
Yes. So that was the beginning for you, Jackie. Janine, why did you, I mean, I know you want to pass things on to your family, mm-hmm. but why beyond that? Why did you decide to go to a book for everybody?
It grew. The idea that we had grew. And as we started reminiscing about life in the 50s, we realized all the changes that were made in rural America to better the life of those living in the country and of course, in our case, on the Great Plains. So in our book, we talk and use our own examples of growing up when we got electricity, when we got a television and a telephone, advances in medicine during that time, advances in farming and technology. My dad went from using a team of horses, Diamond and Victor were their names, to getting a tractor and implements that were pulled by tractors, and then, of course, it advanced from there. So that decade of the 1950s was really quite prosperous for rural America. We also talk about how soil conservation became important. Of course, we're coming out of the 30s and the dirty 30s and the Depression. We go into the 40s with World War II, and there's all kinds of documentation on that. But then we seem to skip over into the 60s, into the Cold War and racism. But that decade of the 50s is somewhat untouched. And so how perfect for us as growing up in that era that we could write a book about it. And both of us have very vivid memories of that time in our lives.
You bet. That growing up time. I think the 50s were kind of a easier decade compared to those before and after. So, Jackie, as you were just writing for yourself and putting this down before the book, what were a couple of things that stood out to you about your life out there in North Dakota and while the windmill was watching?
I don't know that I actually analyzed it. I was especially writing it for my two daughters and Janine's two daughters and for them to share, and perhaps they can get an understanding, a better understanding of their mothers and where we came, you know, our past history and how that history influenced the way that they were raised.
Mm-hmm. Very important. Now, Janine often talks about the importance to her, and I'm And so I'm asking if it was so important to you of being there at your mother's knee and learning so much in the kitchen from your mother. Mm-hmm. Was that really important to you, Jackie?
Well, you know, at the time, we were just her daughters. And I really didn't think about that until we had the time to reflect. We were, I feel, always grateful that Mom was there and she was willing to help us. And she knew so much about things that we were learning in 4-H or were about to learn in 4-H. So that was, we realized that we had an exceptional mother, that not all mothers had the ability to help their children. So sometimes Mom would help her neighbor kids too. And Dad did that also with the 4-H project, the agricultural 4-H project.
So you both were learning not only the subject matter, but you were also learning the how to share with others. And I know.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead. Also learning perseverance and tenacity. In order for you to get this right, you're going to have to work at it, whatever it happens to be.
Mm-hmm. So, Janine, of course, we often have talked about, and people locally know about all your food interests. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that a great deal of that came from your mother.
Oh, definitely so. And it wasn't as if she said, okay, sit here and learn this. But I would pull up the kitchen stool, and I would sit there and watch her. And I might not have any questions, but it was just in that observation that I learned so much from her. And I want to talk about the point, too, where she didn't necessarily, she would say, or she would show by example, do it like this. And yet, if, for instance, in sewing, in 4-H, of course, we learned to be very particular how we sewed a garment, how we pressed a garment, how we matched every thread for thread on a plaid. And I can remember one particular time, and we record this in the book, that it was hot, summer day. We didn't have air conditioning. I was sewing with wool. And it didn't, maybe I had a fan on me, but I don't like the heat anyway, and so this just exasperated me when the sewing machine wasn't doing its job and getting every stitch perfect, right? So when Mom was outside hanging clothes on the line, and I took my workmanship out to her, and she looked at me, she looked at it, and she looked at me, and she said, well, what do you think? Well, I knew before I went out there what she was going to say, but I wanted an excuse from her not to have to take out those stitches and make it better. But I did. And we always said that Mom, but the 4-H motto is to make the best better. We'd always say that Mom said to make the better best.
All right. That makes sense. And she was also teaching you to be an evaluator.
Yes, right. And Mom was an evaluator herself. She particularly enjoyed judging clothing projects. She also served as a judge for the North Dakota Make It Yourself with Wool contest and participated in that contest at times too. She was so excellent and so patient in working with other children to help them gain insight into doing their best. Mm-hmm. Do your best. That's what all we can expect.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And your own competitor, perhaps.
Yes.
That, you know, we don't have to compete against everybody else. Mm-hmm. So, Jackie, on the farm and in the home, what were some of your favorite things to do?
My favorite thing was to come home after school, have a snack, and hop on my horse and ride.
All right.
That was one of my favorite things to do.
So you were more in the animal side of things, perhaps, than all the pastries in the kitchen.
Right. I said there was a period of time when both of us liked to have a little quiet time, and we play with paper dolls and make. I like to make houses for my dolls, and we both make clothes for the paper dolls, and we'd have a lot of creative play also. But as far as favorite, I think the hopping on a horse afterwards. Just kind of have the day melt away.
Okay, very good. It's just, and a lot of people who read the book will just, I think, absorb a lot of those feelings also. So now, Janine, you need to tell us how to get the book.
The book is available locally. It's called While the Windmill Watched. I think you'll be drawn to the cover because the cover is an actual picture of a North Dakota sunset taken by some folks in Park River, North Dakota, who allowed us to use their photo. The book is available at Sweet Joy Shop in downtown, as well as Kappel's, and they have it, both vendors have it very visible. We are also having autograph signings this coming Saturday, April 24th, at Sweet Joy Shop from 9 to 11 will be a reading. If people so like, I would love to pick out certain sections of the book and talk about that, and as an autographing. Then the next Saturday, May 1st, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., we'll be a signing at Kappel's, and we're encouraging people to purchase the gift for themselves or for their mothers or grandmothers or best friends or people who are like mothers to them as a Mother's Day gift, because it will certainly resonate with their heart, and it might evoke strong memories from the past, but at the same time, it will also open to newer, younger generations what it was like living back in the 1950s.
Very good. And we want to thank you, Jackie McGregor and Janine Knopp, for being with us
today.
And really encouraging people to take a look at While the Windmill Watched. And until next time, here's a thought from Cassie Shams. Love is that to life what wind is to a windmill.